So we have the first words of the Gospel of Luke, of how Luke's going to capture this, the narrative, the life of Christ, very accurately. And so the first thing we hear about then, we move to, I think, chapter 4 of Luke after those first verses, and Luke's saying that, moved by the Spirit, taken by the Spirit, he went back to Galilee. So the Spirit has a very important point or very important job in the life of Christ and therefore in the life of our redemption, how we're going to be redeemed. What do we hear about in the second reading? That we have all drank of the same Spirit. And then Jesus is saying, quoting Isaiah, we hear that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So the Holy Spirit is at work. And where is the Holy Spirit taking him and moving him? To the high point of his life, which will be the redemption. The redemptive works, the passion, the death, and resurrection of Christ. So that's where the Spirit's going to be moving him through the entire gospel. Think about how our lives are really so much about directed towards high points, right? We're always looking towards some kind of a high point. Even, you know, we're in, towards the end of the NFL season, right? The high point of the NFL season is the Super Bowl. In college basketball, we look to March Madness. Students in school are looking towards graduation. Life is about moving towards high points. So that's important for us. There's just something in human nature that's moving, that we're always moving towards some kind of high point. And so in the life of faith, beginning with Christ, look at how we're moving towards a high point. Jesus is moving towards, with the Spirit leading him, moving towards his passion, death, and resurrection, his saving event. So when it comes to the life of worship, how God saves us, the church teaches, official teaching of the church is that there is a high point in which God sanctifies us, a high point in which God makes us holy. Where's that at? The Mass. So this is what the church teaches explicitly, directly from the Second Vatican Council, Sacrosanctum Concilium, says that the Mass is the high point in which God sanctifies the human race. So why is the Mass important? The number one thing, ding, 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 that should go off in our mind is that this is the high point where we are sanctified, where we are made holy. We're not made holy by our work. We're made holy by God's work, what Christ has done. And so that same document says that the redemption, Christ's redemptive work, so the high point of his life where the Holy Spirit's going to be moving him, is made manifest, made present in some way. I love how it says in some way, because it's a mystery, right? And we're still trying to grasp it, but we truly believe that Christ is being made present here in some way. And so the work of redemption is being carried out when we come to Mass. What's the high point, okay, when it comes to our worship of God? The high point of our worship of God. The high point of our worship, what we offer to God, is the Mass. That's the high point of our prayer. So think about how those two high points are coming together and converging in the Mass. The high point in which God saves us is the Mass. The high point in which we offer worship to God is the Mass. That's why the Mass is so important, so essential. Christ's redemptive work, the high point of his life, passion, death, and resurrection is made present, and we're participating, we're cooperating in that. Amazing, awesome, wonderful. And so, really, if we're made for God, the high point of our week should be the Mass, right? This is where it all happens. And in 100 years, all of us in here are going to be on the other end, right? And we're going to be looking back and saying, the high point was the Mass. I wish I would have got that better. But we can, the Holy Spirit's stirring us, though, to wake up and to become aware. This is the most pleasing worship that we can give to God. This week, for the study groups, we'll be reading pages 17 through 49. I know 22 pages, right? And the study groups will be going over the introductory rites to the Mass. So I like how it breaks the Mass down into the different parts. You know, the introductory rites is everything from the entrance song or entrance hymn up until the first reading. All right? So, and he begins, and Dr. Shree gives a wonderful description of the sign of the cross, how we begin Mass with the sign of the cross, the significance of the sign of the cross. And he talks about, goes back to the early church, 2nd century, Tertullian, who was born in 160, and had the significance of the sign of the cross in the life of the early Christians, and almost 2,000 years later, that it still has that kind of significance. Well, why is that? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, what's happening at Mass? That an offering, the most pleasing of all offerings, is made to the Father in the Son through the power of the Spirit. And so how is it that this offering of worship is made? Through the redemptive act of Christ, which is, the high point is, his passion, death, and resurrection. So that's the cross, right? We make the sign of the cross. It connects us to the Mass. That's the whole point. It connects us to the Mass in which we offer the perfect sacrifice to Christ. Dr. Shree in here, so I'll read you a paragraph, that way you can skip that part. He says, or he quotes Tertullian. So Tertullian was born in 160. He says, in all our travels and movements, in all our coming in and going out, and putting on our shoes at the bath, at the table, and lighting our candles, and lying down, and sitting down, whatever employment occupies us, we mark our foreheads with the sign of the cross. Isn't that true in our lives? Everything that we do as Catholics, we're always beginning. We're starting everything with the sign of the cross. And what that does, when we are attentive to that, it connects us to the Mass, that perfect offering. And so the high point, brothers and sisters, as we're reflecting upon our lives and what life is about, always a movement towards high point, we think of the culmination of the entirety of our lives converges here between us and God when we come to Mass, and how God makes us holy, and how we offer the most pleasing sacrifice to God.